Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Eyes of the Dragon by Stephen King. Read by Bronson Pinchot.
This story is for my great friend, Ben Straub, and for my daughter, Naomi King. Once, in a kingdom called Delane, there was a king with two sons. Delane was a very old kingdom, and it had hundreds of kings, perhaps even thousands. When time goes on long enough, not even historians can remember everything. Roland the Good was neither the best nor the worst king ever to rule the land. He tried very hard not to do anyone great evil, and mostly succeeded. He also tried very hard to do great works, but unfortunately he didn't succeed so well at that. The result was a very mediocre king. He doubted if he would be remembered long after he was dead. And his death might come at any time now because he had grown old, and his heart was failing. He had perhaps 1 year left, perhaps three. Everyone who knew him, and everyone who observed his gray face and shaking hands when he held court, agreed that in 5 years at the very most, a new king would be crowned in the great plaza at the foot of the Needle, and it would only be 5 years with God's grace. So everyone in the kingdom, from the richest baron and the most foppishly dressed courtier to the poorest serf and his ragged wife, thought and talked about the king-in-waiting, Roland's elder son, Peter. And one man thought and planned and brooded on something else, how to make sure that Roland's younger son, Thomas, should be crowned king instead. This man was Flagg, the king's magician. 2. Although Roland the king was old, he admitted to 70 years, but was surely older than that. His sons were young. He had been allowed to marry late because he had met no woman who pleased his fancy, and because his mother, the great Dowager Queen of Delane, had seemed immortal to Roland and to everyone else, and that included her. She had ruled the kingdom for almost 50 years when, one day at tea, she put a freshly cut lemon in her mouth to ease a troublesome cough that had been plaguing her for a week or better. At that particular tea time, a juggler had been performing for the amusement of the Dowager Queen and her court. He was juggling 5 cunningly made crystal balls. Just as the queen put the slice of lemon into her mouth, the juggler dropped one of his glass spheres. It shattered on the tiled floor of the great east courtroom with a loud report. The Dowager Queen gasped at the sound. When she gasped, she pulled the lemon slice down her throat and choked to death very quickly. 4 days later, the coronation of Roland was held in the Plaza of the Needle. The juggler did not see it. He had been beheaded on the executioner's block behind the Needle 3 days before that. A king without heirs makes everybody nervous, especially when the king is 50 and balding. It was thus in Roland's best interest to marry soon and to make an heir soon. His close adviser, Flagg, made Roland very aware of this. He also pointed out that at 50, the years left to him in which he could hope to create a child in a woman's belly were only a few. Flagg advised him to take a wife soon, and never mind waiting for a lady of noble birth who would take his fancy. If such a lady had not come into view by the time a man was 50, Flagg pointed out, she probably never would. Roland saw the wisdom of this and agreed, never knowing that Flagg, with his lank hair and his white face that was almost always hidden behind a hood, understood his deepest secret, that he had never met the woman of his fancy because he had never really fancied women at all. Women worried him, and he had never fancied the act that puts babies in the bellies of women. That act worried him too. But he saw the wisdom of the magician's advice, and 6 months after the Dowager Queen's funeral, there was a much happier event in the kingdom, the marriage of King Roland to Sasha, who would become the mother of Peter and Thomas. Roland was neither loved nor hated in Delane. Sasha, however, was loved by all. When she died giving birth to the second son, the kingdom was plunged into darkest mourning that lasted a year and a day. She had been one of 6 women Flagg had suggested to his king as possible brides. Roland had known none of these women, who were all similar in birth and station. They were all of noble blood, but none of royal blood. All were meek and pleasant and quiet. Flagg suggested no one who might take his place as the mouth closest to the king's ear. Roland chose.